AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A hail of gunfire, explosions, and damage to police headquarters and cruisers. But in the end, the only person who died was a man who launched the attack in Dallas. Police Chief David Brown says attempts to negotiate with the man failed, and a sniper had to kill him.
He would get angry during negotiations and just hang up and stop talking. He would rant for a while, not really have a conversation with us, and rant during negotiations in Hutchins. And at some point, negotiations just ceased.
The suspect identified himself as James Boulware. He blamed police for a failed custody battle. State police remain on the lookout tonight in upstate New York for two convicted murderers escaped from prison more than a week ago. Investigators plan to expand their search further east on Sunday. At a rally in New York, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she's fighting for the middle class in her White House bid.
It was a wide-ranging 45-minute long speech where Clinton made promises and talked policy like education benefits, family strengthening programs, immigration reform, and economic opportunity.
I'm not running for some Americans, but for all Americans.
She also slammed the Republicans.
They're all singing the same old song. A song called Yesterday.
Clinton also praised her mother, who as a teen worked as a housekeeper. On Roosevelt Island, I'm Julie Walker.
The southwest coast of Mexico is getting ready for Hurricane Carlos. Expert Michael Brennan says there could be very heavy rainfall as the storm moves toward land.
Carlos is expected to produce 2 to 4 inches of rain across the southwestern coast of Mexico through the next several days, with locally higher amounts around 6 inches possible. And then hurricane conditions are expected somewhere in the warning area, the hurricane warning area, as soon as Monday.
Hurricane watches and warnings have been posted all along the coast. This is AP Radio News. The Chicago Blackhawks are heading home to the Windy City, just one game away from winning another Stanley Cup title. Goalie Corey Crawford says he's looking forward to Game 6 on Monday.
With the chance we have now to go back to our building and have that game in our building, I think everyone's pretty excited about it, but we can't get ahead of ourselves.
Lightning goalie Ben Bishop says his team is ready to go to Chicago to play for the win.
We put ourselves in the situation. We had to do it against Detroit. We were going to have to win another game anyways. And now we just put a little bit more pressure on ourselves. But, we have a good team in here and, go up there and play, a good road game.
Chicago beat Tampa in Game 5 Saturday to go up 3-2 in the series. An American woman who was trying to row by herself across the Pacific Ocean has ended her solo attempt because of expected bad weather. Sonia Baumstein was rescued off the Japanese coast on Saturday, a week after starting her journey. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.